Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Our God is able. Have you ever experienced pain, grief, or a challenge so intense you wondered, how am I going to get through this? Have you ever gone through a trial so difficult and so painful that you began to question your faithfulness to the Lord? Or have you ever committed a sin so grievous that you thought God couldn't or wouldn't forgive? Any number of life situations could lead one to question whether God is able to deliver or if He hears our cries. Perhaps that is when we need to reflect on some amazing things that happened to His people. God gave Abraham and Sarah a child when he was 100 years old and she was 90. Genesis 18, verses 10 through 11. He keeps His promises. Christ parted the mighty Red Sea and led the Israelites to safety. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. He liberates. Our Creator gave His children bread from the sky, water from a rock, and sandals that never wore out. Exodus 15, verse 16 and 17, and Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. He provides. The Lord brought down the mighty walls of Jericho, Joshua 6:20. He conquers. God brought Jonah out of the belly of a great fish, Jonah 2, verse 10. He delivers. God forgave David after he committed adultery and murder, 2 Samuel 12, verse 13. He pardons. Jesus fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Matthew 14, verses 19 through 21. Later, He did it a second time. He cares. When His disciples were afraid they were perishing, Jesus told the raging wind and water, "Be still," and the elements obeyed Him. Mark 4, verse 39. He rescues. Jesus came when Lazarus died, and even when He knew He was going to raise him from the dead, He wept with Martha and Mary. John 11, verses 34 and 35. He feels. God is all-knowing and ever-present. He is always with us. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. He can deliver us from pain, sorrow, or fierce challenges. He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to resist, but will provide a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. With unspeakable love, He sacrificed His Son, thereby providing forgiveness when we sin. He deserves our trust. Our God is able. Amen. Amen. Today's verse. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:31 and 32.